今天我们要看的经文是取自马太福音第28章1到20节。
So the passage we'll be studying this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 1 through 20.
1到10节我会以华语来念，11到20节我们请林森用英语来念。第一节，安息了过后，七日的第一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和另一个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的一个使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人吓得浑身颤抖，甚至和死人一样。天使回应妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，他已经复活了。你们来看看安放的他的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他已从死人中复活了，并且要比你们先到加利利去，在那里你们会看见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。妇女急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大为欢喜，跑去告诉他的门徒。不然耶稣迎上他们说平安，他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里会见到我。第11节。
Verse 11, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priest everything that had happened. When the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we'll satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
各位平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
请告知身边的弟兄人一次，主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
So look around to your left or right. Tell brothers and sisters, Jesus has risen.
哎，告诉左右前后。
Front and back, left and right.
然后也请你向对方询问，主耶稣他复活了，对你有什么意义，或者是带来任何的改变和影响。
And at the same time, inquire, what significance does the resurrection of Christ have on you, and what impact or change does that this fact actually have in your life?
30秒，来，大家讨论一下，问你左右前后。
So spend about 30 seconds, front, left, back, right.
若是你透过线上跟我们一起参与这个崇拜的，你也可以在家里跟你的家人来彼此问一下，主耶稣的复活对你有何意义，或是带来任何的影响或者是改变。
For those of us who are worshiping with us at home this morning, you can do the same. Discuss with your family, what is the meaning of this resurrection? What impact does it have on your life?
我想圣经记载关于主耶稣复活的事情，一般的基督徒或者非信徒呢，都曾经听过，或者多少都会知道说关于整个事件的过程，然后发生的过程、结果或者带来的影响。
So I think this biblical record of the events pertaining to the death and resurrection of Christ, Christians and unbelievers alike, would be very familiar with this in some form or another, come across the sequence of events, the timeline, and appreciate the ramifications and the impact that this brought about.
因为教会或者是说包括喜莲堂及我们每一年的复活节都会重复使用不同的福音书的经文呢，来去不断来去述说这些事情。
Because every Easter, church, including Jubilee Church, we've used different gospels to again reiterate this message and narrate this event.
比如说，主耶稣复活非常重要，这是基督教信仰的重要的这个基础。
That the resurrection of Christ is indeed pivotal.And this is the chief cornerstone of the Christian faith.
他的复活也成为基督徒将来复活的凭据，因他战胜了这个死亡。
Because he has conquered and prevailed over death, his resurrection would therefore become the affirmation for believers about their eventual resurrection.
他的复活带给信仰他的人拥有新的生命，成为新造的人，以及我们有复活的盼望等等等。
And because of his resurrection, it brings about a new life for those who place their faith in him. They become a new creation, the hope for resurrection, etc.
然而我要强调的是说，我们曾经听过或知道主耶稣复活的事情呢，他是否跟真正能够落实复活带的新生命的改变或行动呢，是不同的事情。
Again, let me emphasize that being aware of, having come across this fact, the resurrection of Christ, and actually allowing this to bring about new life changes in our life, transformation again can be mutually exclusive and it's not one and the same.
以今天的这个经文第十九到二十节来为做一个例子。
So take for instance verses 19 and 20, which we are studying this morning.
所以你们要去使万民做的门徒，奉父子圣的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们遵守。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
我相信许多的基督徒也知道也很熟悉这两节的经文，因为它被视为是耶稣给予教会的大使命。
I'm sure that a lot of Christians are very familiar with these two verses because this found the fabric of the great commission that Jesus has set out for the church.
但是知道了这件事情或者熟悉这件事情跟真正以实际行动去遵守大使命的教导呢，两者之间也是不一样的。
And conversely, again, knowing and being familiar with this great commission and earnestly obeying and putting the teachings and instructions of The Great Commission into practice, again, not one and the same.
为什么我要强调这些的不一样呢？
Why do I belabor this point that there's a difference?
因为希望借着今天的这个信息的分享，
Because the hope is that through the message that we're sharing this morning,
来去帮助我们思考或者是去理解这位耶稣被称为是以色列的王或者是天地的王。
Because the message that we're sharing this morning, they help us ponder and comprehend this Jesus who has been called the King of Israel, the King of Kings.
也借助他的身体的这个所谓的见证呢，从死里复活带的胜利、能力跟盼望等。
And through the witness of his body, the fact that he has risen to bring about victory, strength, and hope in our lives.
就是他的复活的大能呢，是能够带给我们的信仰生命具有这个影响力的，甚至带来这个生命的重建跟巨大的这个改变。
The strength of the resurrection indeed will bring about effect in our walk of faith to the point of immense change and again tremendous rebuilding.
在马太福音第二十八章里。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28,
留意到有几个特别的这个词语呢，会出现或者是重复的出现。
We can look out for several noteworthy expressions which do surface repeatedly.
其中呢，一个是害怕。
First of which is fear or fearful.
经文告诉我们说，这群妇女们呢，她们感到心里害怕。
So the passage tells us that this group of women felt fear.
经文当中告诉我们说，主要的原因呢，可能是因为他们见到相貌如闪电的主的使者的出现。
When the passage tells us that they felt fear, perhaps because they encountered an angel of the Lord with appearance like that of lightning.
同时呢，也发生了好像地震般的一个大震动。
And also they felt experienced tremors that is akin to what was brought about by a massive earthquake.
最震撼的应该是忽然被告知。耶稣已经从死里复活了的消息。
Perhaps the most astonishing was that of their being abruptly informed that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead.
所以一下子要接受这么惊吓的一些的消息，相信是需要时间来去调整的。
I think we can empathize that it would take some time for them to adjust and to actually accept this consequential event.
不过，这么告诉我们说，这群妇女们，她们当时的心里是害怕，但是又大为欢喜。
And the passage again also tells us that while they were experiencing fear, they were elated and jubilant at the same time.
奇怪，为什么他们会心里害怕又大为欢喜呢？
So you would ask, it's quite strange that they have this conflicting emotions.
他们欢喜是因为主耶稣从死里复活，证明他所说的话都应验了。
They were joyous because Jesus had indeed risen, and it was a fulfillment of the words which he had spoken. He was indeed the Son of God and the real Messiah.
所以当这群妇女看见说复活的主呢，他们是带着那种又惊又喜的这个心情来向门徒们见证耶稣基督的复活。So
when they went about sharing this news with the disciples, they certainly had part fear, part joy, because they had seen the resurrected Christ.
而第二个的词语呢，我们看到的是疑惑。There's
a second word that one of the studies is this word confused or doubt.
在经文的第16、17节告诉我们说，And
verse 16 and 17 it tells us,
11个门徒往加利利去，然后到了耶稣指定他们去的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
有时我们总是感到说不理解，为何众多去跟随耶稣的门徒们，包括耶稣他非常亲近的那个11个门徒呢？
So perhaps we were somewhat confused as to, you know, the crowd who has been with him, particularly the 11 disciples who have been with him every step of the way.
他们经常跟他同在一起，也亲眼看过他施行各样的神迹奇事，医病、赶鬼、平静风浪等等。
So these 11 disciples have been with him throughout and certainly were eyewitnesses of Jesus performing miraculous deeds, including healing, exorcism, and calming the storm.
然而到了与复活的主再次见面的时候，心里却仍然还是感到疑惑，或是说犹豫不决的要去接受复活的这个事实。Yet
when they encountered the resurrected Christ, they experienced doubt or ambivalence in their heart, conflicting in the fact that Jesus has resurrected and they have to accept it.
就像之前门徒多马，他疑惑不信主耶稣真的已经复活了。
Similar to what we had studied about doubting Thomas and his confusion about Jesus' resurrection.
我们要问，究竟他们疑惑什么呢？
And then perhaps we ask, what exactly are they confused about?
他们疑惑主耶稣真的复活了吗？
Were they confused that Jesus had indeed resurrected?
还是疑惑说主耶稣给予天国的使命该怎么样的去完成等等？
Or were they doubting about the Great Commission instructed by Jesus and how do they go about accomplishing this massive feat?
现今的我们其实也会经常像门徒一样有这种疑惑或者犹豫不决的心。
And perhaps these days we would feel similar to what the disciples had felt, the doubt and confusion in our hearts.
上帝真的会与我们同在吗？
Will God be indeed with us and walk with us?
会陪伴或是帮助我们去应对或度过生活的这个难关吗？
With his companionship, will he aid and support us in our daily struggles?
上帝要借着禧莲堂140周年纪念来去见证他的作为，是真的吗？有可能吗？
So could God really want to use this 140th anniversary of Jubilee Church as a testament of these mighty acts? Would this really come to fruition?
或是说，我们看到罗马书他讲的，你若口里宣认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死人中复活，就必得救，因为人心里信就可以称义，口里宣认就可以得救。So
perhaps as described in Romans chapter 10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
真的就这么容易就能够简单获得救恩的这个福分吗？
Is it really that simple to be able to receive this blessing of salvation?
感谢神的怜悯和恩典，在人的软弱上呢给予扶持跟帮助。
And we are grateful for God's mercy and grace that He has lifted up and upheld frail humankind.
当妇女或是跟随主耶稣的众门徒看见他从死里复活的时候，心中感到害怕跟疑惑时
，So when the group of women or the disciples actually encountered the resurrected Christ, when they felt confusion and doubt in their hearts,
主耶稣给予他们这个安慰和这个应许。
Christ Jesus gave them comfort and promise.
第九跟第十节说，不然耶稣迎上他们说平安，或者愿你们平安。
And in verse 9 it says, suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings.
耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你去告诉我的弟兄等等。
And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers and so forth.
然后呢，在第十八跟二十节，他也说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，看哪，我天天与你们同在。
And in verse 18 and 20, it says to them, all authority in heaven and earth have been given to me, and surely I am with you always to the very end.
这是何等奇妙的祝福跟恩典 ，Amen.
And this is indeed amazing grace, Amen.
在我们信仰的生活上，难免有许多事情的发生，会让你跟我呢感到这个害怕或者是疑惑。
In our walk of faith as well as our daily life, certainly we invariably encounter events which will create doubt and confusion in our hearts.
然而我们却得到主耶稣给予的安慰和应许呢，比如说将来的平安赐给我们，使我们能够去面对我们生活上的这个害怕。
And yet we are recipient of comfort and promise from Christ Jesus, His gift and granting of peace to us so that we are able to face up to the challenges in life.
就如约翰福音第十四章二十七节说，我留下平安给你们，我把我的平安赐给你们，我所赐给你们的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
It is captured in Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives, do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid.
当我们领受了他所赐的平安，在任何的困境中就能够帮助我们可以继续保存一颗喜乐和平安的心呢，去应对我们的害怕跟这个疑虑。
So when we receive this gift of peace from Him in any difficult circumstance or predicament that we have, we will be able to retain a joyful and peaceful heart to face up to the fear and doubt.
我来跟大家分享一个生命见证。
I'd like to share a life testimony at this point.
我们所爱的已故陈赐德弟兄的见证。
Testimony of our beloved brother, the late Joseph Tan.
我们认识他的人都知道，他在他病痛的期间，他的身体需要面对病痛的煎熬，还有接受这个治疗的期间呢，他要忍受的痛楚和艰难呢，并不是一般人能够容易理解或者接受的。
So we, I think those of us who are very familiar with him, fully aware that the torment that he has suffered during the illness, the treatment process, the pain and anguish and agony that he felt, I think most of us would not be able to empathize or even be able to accept.
然而，从他的身上，我们可以看见，还有聆听他家人的这个叙述呢，说在各种的艰难痛苦中呢，他依靠主所给他的平安呢。用安然的心去应对一切。
So from his testimony as well as narration and sharing from his family members, I think it was clear and evident to us that through the pain and agony that he had experienced, despite all that, he leaned on God to grant him tranquility and face all matters with a peaceful heart.
这张的照片就是他在离归回天家之前的所拍的一张的照片。
So this portrait we're looking at is a portrait that was taken right before he was called home.
家人呢为他选了这张充满灿烂笑的照片，就表达他的那种对神依靠所坦然面对病痛的那种的平安的展现。
So this portrait again shows us the radiant, beaming with a bright smile, the character that he is, and shows us again the faith that and comfort that he had in God in the last days, despite the difficult predicament.
不管是从照片或者是他家人的分享里面，我们都有看见感受到信仰带给他在困境中的力量和这个帮助。
I think whether it's this portrait or sharing from his family, we could tell from his testimony the faith that he had in God and the comfort that came along and brought him in his last days.
除了平安之外，他应许将天天与我们同在，直到世代的终结。
Besides peace, Jesus also promised that he'll walk with us all the way until the end of times.
这跟马太福音在第一章来去介绍以马内利，也就是上帝与我们同在，是彼此相应的。
So this corresponds with the notion of Emmanuel, God with us, which was introduced to us in Matthew chapter 1.
因为在第一章第二十三节的经文如此说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是上帝与我们同在。
Matthew chapter 1:23 says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
相信这是马太福音作者刻意的一个做法，与上帝与我们同在，做福音书的开始，也做这个结束。
So I believe that this is a deliberate effort by the author of the Gospel of Matthew to start and end the Gospel with God with us, this notion, God with us.
他刻意地告诉我们说，在任何的环境和事情上，有这位万王之王跟我们同在一起呢，我们自然会以不一样的心态呢，去面对让人感到害怕或者是疑惑的事情。
He is purposefully sharing with us that in any circumstances, this King of Kings who will walk with us, be with us every step of the way, and this will allow us a different mindset to confront matters which tend to create or cause fear, doubt, or ambivalence in most people.
使徒彼得就是一个很好的例子。
Apostle Peter is a classic example.
我们看到他起初真的是心里火热，充满了爱主，要去侍奉主的这个心。他在马太福音26章35节说，我就是必须和你同死，也绝不会不认你。所有的门徒都是这样说。
And Apostle Peter certainly at the very beginning he was full of fervor serving and loving God and even declaring to Jesus once in chapter 26 verse 35 it says, even if I have to die with you I'll never disown you, and all the other disciples said the same.
可是我们有没有看到最后彼得是继续认主还是不认主？
And we all know what transpired thereafter, after Jesus' crucifixion.
弟兄们，他有不认主吗？还是说坚持都要认主？
He persists or did he disown Christ?
哪一个？
Which way did he go?
我们看到彼得他最后他三次不认主。
And we are well aware that he denied Christ thrice.
当人问他说你是主的门徒，他说他不认识，不认识。
When he was asked, are you Jesus' apostle or disciple? He said, no, I do not know him.
以及主耶稣被钉在十字架后呢，他带着这种惭愧失望的心逃离回去从事捕鱼的工作。
And therefore following Christ's crucifixion, he returned to his livelihood of fishing with a despondent heart.
可是我们的主耶稣没有放弃他，复活之后再一次的会找回他，去重建他的生命。
Yet Christ did not abandon him, and after his resurrection, he went after him and rebuilt his life.
然后去呼召他来去为主做见证，来去牧养他的羊群。
Again, he called him to be God's witness and to shepherd his flock.
当他领受了圣灵的这个浇灌之后，彼得的生命被完全的翻转，然后再被重建，然后看到他热心的来为主做见证。
So again, after receiving the pouring of the Holy Spirit, we saw that Peter's life was comprehensively transformed and rebuilt, and he was witnessing Christ again with zeal and passion.
到处来去宣讲神国的福音，然后甚至行神迹奇事。
And we're sharing the God's word across all nations and working miraculous acts.
所以我们看到彼得的生命从那种的逃离软弱，变成被重建，然后再次的为主来活了起来，为他去做见证传福音。
Again, we saw the complete transformation of Peter's life. From that of despondence to again working for Christ with zeal and passion.
也就是看见复活的大能带给了彼得，他活出了复活带来新生命的改变和显出实践大使命的这个能力。
That we saw in Peter's life this transformed new life brought about by the resurrection and the manifestation of strength by bringing to bear this great commission in practice.
这个 经文里面有一个很特别的名词，我们也是要特别注意的，就是加利利。
Again, there's another noun that came across in that passage that is special, and it's Galilee.
加利利曾经是耶稣服侍的一个地方。
So Galilee was a place where Jesus used to serve.
从这个28章里面，我们也看见，其实主耶稣不希望我们的生命呢，是走向坟墓去看他。
I think from chapter 28, I think it tells us that Jesus does not want our life to be headed in a direction towards the tomb to see him.
为什么？
Or why is that the case?
因为坟墓是可以代表作结束了，或者是毫无希望的地方。
Because tomb or grave could simply signify a finale or a place without hope.
主耶稣希望我们的生命是走向哪里呢？主耶稣希望我们的生命是走向加利利。
And where does Jesus want us to head towards? He wants us to head towards Galilee.
这是与复活的耶稣基督相遇，去领受大使命的一个地方。
This is the place where we will meet the resurrected Christ, the site to receive the great commission.
当我们基督徒领受了这个所谓的大使命之后，就同效法基督，延续他在加利利的事工跟教导，向世人来见证基督。
And once we accept this great commission, it's akin to emulating Christ to be able to carry on his ministry.And teaching as he did in Galilee to be his witness to the world.
大使命的落实其实不单只是说要传福音给没有信主的人。
So the fulfillment of this great commission does not simply hinge upon sharing the gospel with those who have yet to believe.
当你在生活中为主活出美好的见证，也是遵行大使命的这个教导之一。
But when you live out a better life, a life for God,This would also constitute as obeying a commandment, one of the commands or instructions of the Great Commission.
马太福音第二十八章的经文结尾其实还没有结束。
So if you look at chapter 28 of the book of Matthew, actually it's somewhat of an open-ended ending.
因为福音书作者希望留给以后的教会继续去撰写属于自己的大使命的见证跟事迹。
Because the author of the Gospel of Matthew wants the churches to come to continue to be able to write their own unique endeavors and witnesses of this great commission.
请问，喜莲堂接下来要怎样写自己见证基督的事迹？
The question then is, how will Jubilee then from here on write our own stories or witnesses of this great commission?
这需要每一位在喜莲堂聚会的信徒一起来写。
And this requires the collective effort of everyone in our midst, in our congregation, to write this together.
所以今天你洗礼后，你见信以后，你要写喜莲堂历史 ，OK？
So for those of us who have gone through baptism today, this is your first and foremost task.
我们要怎么写
？And how do we want to actually fulfill this great commission?
喜莲堂过去有不少的教牧长职和这个信徒呢写下了见证基督的美好的事迹。
So if you look at Jubilee's history over the years, there are a myriad of shepherds, elders, and deacons, and fellow believers who had obeyed and written wonderful stories of witnessing for Christ and fulfilling the Great Commission.
我们比如说有郑平鼎牧师，有林文庆医生，有陈令典牧师，有徐东藩长老等等他们对新加坡华人的华文教育做出了巨大的贡献。
Again, just to name a few, we have Reverend Tay Ping Ting, Dr. Lim Boon King, Reverend Chen Li Dian, Elder Xu Dongfan. They made immeasurable contributions towards the education of the local Chinese in the Singapore community during their time.
请问你们有谁不认识他的举手一下。
Any of us familiar or not familiar with any of these individuals?
很感恩，有98%的人都认识他们。感谢主。
So the majority of us are well aware of their contributions.
他们为新加坡的教育做出了巨大的贡献，知道吗，弟兄姐妹们
？They made immeasurable contribution towards the education in Singapore.
他们组织创办了新州什么书报社
？So their organization founded the Hsinchu Reading Room.
他们也创办了新州幼稚园。
And they were also behind the founding of the Chinese kindergarten, which is sitting on our midst today.
当时为了要劝导当地的华侨戒掉吸这个鸦片，所以他们提倡这个戒烟的主办了新州政务善事等等。
Again, to dissuade local Chinese from smoking opium, back then to advocate anti-smoking, they also established the Singapore Anti-Opium Society.
所以可见喜莲堂一直过去在教育在社会关怀方面呢都不曾缺席过将祝福带给周遭的群众。
So as we can witness from this few incidents, Jubilee Church had never shied away from being involved in education and social services and bringing blessings to many around us.
过去的三年因着疫情的影响或者是关系许多事工几乎好像被暂停或者是缓慢的来去维系着。
Over the last three years or so, primarily because of COVID, a lot of the ministries that we have were basically put a grounding halt or perhaps maintained at more of a sustenance level.
And we
certainly came across and witnessed various formidable challenges and crises. A lot of our fellow members were unable to come and worship in person.
年轻人逐渐的流失
I mean, certainly saw some draining of the youth.
教会牧养新关怀信徒的这个所谓的小组的服事还有奉献呢也落入了那种的困难的这个困境里面
So ministry which was focused on shepherding of fellow believers the cell groups were unable to function effectively and we certainly as well saw offering in more of a dire or difficult state
感恩如今随着疫情的这个所谓的好转跟限制的开放呢喜莲堂也有所准备。
And, thank God again, as, COVID has somewhat gone behind us with mobility restrictions, now certainly a lot more removed, and Jubilee has been preparing as well.
然后呢借助各样的这个所谓的宣传啊联系啦、啊、关怀啦、啊、这策略还有就是期盼能够透过140周年的纪念的庆祝的活动呢能够邀请更多的信徒们回到我们教会的喜莲堂来崇拜
So through a number of targeted publicity events initiatives and efforts that have been planned certainly we are hoping to be able to proactively reach out and connect with the fellow members again to kickstart some of these ministries and to set in motionthings that we have lost for the last three years.
我们希望各事工能够再次的被启动，然后要去开展，让每一位的信徒们也邀请进来参与在其中，一同来去见证基督。
We want to rejuvenate these ministries again to invite all members to come and participate in these ministries and actually take this to the next level.
比如说我们在愿景和使命的策略上，我们做了一个整合。
And for instance, if you look at this, this chart, we have a strategic integration of our vision and mission, in play. And again, with Jesus at the very top. And certainly want to fulfill this, vision that has been put in place many years ago for Jubilee. Certainly, we have a very clear vision and clear mission ahead of us.
然后呢，我们呢以这个教牧团的这个属灵的这个领导，还有长职团队的这个管理运作，还有我们的人力资源跟行政同工的这个配搭呢，我们一起来去推动神国的这个施工。
Again, a collective effort of the guidance of the pastoral team, the leadership of the session, as well as more admin and human resource support. We want to basically take this church forward.
还有就是我们以教文神学运用在教牧关怀跟工人的运作上，我们也运用教会自然的发展的八项的普通原则来去监视我们教会健康成长发展的过程。
Again, leveraging John Calvin's theology on pastoral care and church functions, as well as the overriding principles underlying our church's natural development, this is something we want to leverage on going forward.
当然，会众就是我们最大的支持，而我们的根基就是以耶稣基督的教导作为根基。
Again, the congregation is our largest, biggest support, and certainly the teaching of Christ is the cornerstone of this whole effort.
除此之外，我们也应对教会的这个未来的发展。
And again, looking at addressing the future development of the church.
我们更加专注于行政，也专注于行政、财务跟教育管理的数码化。
Again, we're looking at improving the admin finance as well as church operation in this new digital era.
还有就是科技互联网的设施的提升等等。
And including elevating our technological infrastructure, including our social media capability.
我要感恩的看到这个奉献一直进来我们的教会。
Again, these efforts that we've been looking for funding, we are very thankful that we continue to see offering coming for this different projects.
我们看到我们的目标也快要达成了，我们的这个数码化了已经只剩下23,000的这个还欠这个奉献而已。
So we can see, for instance, this digitization project, we are a little shy of 24,000 before completing our goal.
科技互联网大概两万七而已。
And then for the infrastructure side, about 27,000 before we complete this budget.
感谢弟兄姐妹们对于教会的爱护和这个奉献。
We want to thank fellow brothers and sisters for your love and support for the church.
我们也提出了德联青人德未来这个跨四工联合战略的框架的构思。
Again, we also have our youth, our future, this collaborative effort across ministries that we're trying to focus on.
所以我们现在教会有提出的就是有这个重要的项目就是从摇篮到摇篮的这个项目。
And this culminates in this cradle to cradle initiative that's really important in the future of the church.
我们要关注年轻人，我们要牧养年轻人。
We want to focus on the youth, to care, concern for our youth, and to shepherd our youth.
我们从儿童事工、青少年事工、青春年事工、年轻夫妇事工，我们整合起来，我们怎么去牧养他们，去关怀他们？
Again, the whole value chain going from children ministry to youth ministry to youth adult, and finally to youth parent. How do we go about doing an effective job shepherding our youth?
这就是我们喜言堂要去做的事情。
And this is something the church will, our church will focus on prospectively.
宣传庆贺140周年纪念的布条已经悬挂在教会的外墙。
So the banner publicizing the celebration of our 140th anniversary is now hanging outside the outer wall of the church building.
我不知道你们今天上来的时候，从外坡山坡走上来的时候，有没有看到这个布条？
I'm not sure if you actually noticed this banner when you were walking up the slope this morning to service.
它写着“承前启后，见证基督”。
It writes on this banner, embracing our heritage, being witnesses for Christ.
但愿它能够不断地给予我们这个提醒，过去先辈们他们留下的棒子呢，已经交在你跟我的手中。
May this banner continue to serve as a constant reminder to all of us that the baton that's been passed on by our predecessors is now in our hands.
我鼓励也希望大家，我们一起的接力，拿起这个棒子呢，我们是往前奔跑跟冲刺的。
They want to encourage each and every one of us to take up this cross, take up this baton, and race forward together.
这个往前的过程对我们来说，可能也许是充满了害怕，或者是可能是失望，或者是疑惑的。
Certainly, there will be setbacks, there will be fear felt as we race forward together in this race.
因为有太多周遭环境所造成的挑战，还有些旧有思想文化的影响呢，可能形成了阻碍。
So we expect or will not be surprised to see challenges forced upon us by the external environment or obstacles that might have been erected based on traditional cultures of values.
但是今天的复活的复活节的信息告诉我们说，主耶稣已经将平安赐给了我们。
But just recall that the message that we shared this morning, that this, during Easter, the peace that Jesus had granted for each and to each and every one of us.
他也许下了承诺说，要天天与我们同在，直到世代的终结。And
he has also given us the promise that he will walk with us every step of the way until the end of times.
但愿主耶稣的安慰跟应许呢，能够成为我们的信心和勇气，能够一起的继续向前奔跑跟冲刺。May
the comfort and peace from Christ continue to serve as faith and courage that allow us to charge and race forward.
耶稣基督已经复活了。Jesus
has risen.
复活的当然是具有这个影响力的，甚至带来生命的这个重建跟改变。The
power of resurrection, I don't think anyone can dispute, is immense, and to the point that it can bring about transformational changes to the rebooting of lives.
我在这里向在座的每一位发出个呼吁跟这个邀请。And
I indeed at this point want to invite and call out to each and every one of us here in the congregation.
不管你是年幼的到年长的，Regardless
of your age.
你是否愿意让自己的生命重新被建造？
And do you want, or are you willing to let your life again be rebuilt?
让耶稣复活的大能使到你能够生命拥有这个永恒的眼光，看见上帝的能力，并经历生命的改变。
Are you able to leverage the victory and strength brought about by the resurrected Christ to allow your life to be rebuilt and to possess a point of view which looks into the everlasting?
即使可能你过去说，我像彼得一样的软弱，但是如今呢，你是否 会因着耶稣的这个大能呢，愿意再次为主来使用，来勇敢地向世界宣告耶稣基督的爱与得胜，一起见证耶稣基督的又真又活的大能。
Perhaps we were fragile as weak as Apostle Peter was at one point, but at this point, we're willing to take up the strength from the resurrection, proclaim the love of Christ and our victorious Christ, witness together for Christ in all of his power and might.
这时候让我们在思考默想的时候，我们来看一看一个视频。
So let's while we quieten down and just ponder on the sermon this morning, let's watch this short video.
这个视频呢是来告诉我们说，我们周遭这个喜宴堂周遭有很多的祝福可以带给别人。
And just to again be reminded to all of us that the surrounding of Jubilee, there are many blessings we can bring to people around us.
当你看的时候，你可以为着喜宴堂来祷告，让喜宴堂成为万能的祝福。
Again, when you're watching this, you can pray for Jubilee Church that indeed Jubilee Church can be a blessing to many.
也让我们周遭的这个居民能够得到喜宴堂的祝福，预备他们领受我们的祝福。
Again, we pray for the neighborhoods around us that they will be willing, open, and receive the blessings of Jubilee.
请 PA 的同工播这影片。Vincent 会帮我们翻译英语，在看的时候。
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣在复活后升天前，给予众门徒，包括先知的我们。一个大使命。
So Jesus, before his ascension, gave us this great commission.
使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make all disciples of all nations.
给他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
都教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always.
世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
求主帮助我们有一颗刚强勇敢的心走出去，将福音传扬。
Pray that God will grant us
courage, a staunch
heart to share gospel and truth.
发挥出做盐做光的功能。
Leaning on the strength and wisdom of God, to be salt and light to the world. To be a
spirit-filled
worshiping community that attracts witnesses, equipped and blesses with God's love.
祝福群体的教会。Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
I'm yours.
我属于你，求你
再
见。
When you go, I will go.
我就跟随你说话。
When you stay,I will stay.
我就顺服，勇敢爱。
You love, I will love.
你所爱的。
Lord, I'm yours.
我们属于你。
You have opened my eyes.
手足开启。
Young and old cry out to you.
我们眼睛没时代。向你呼求
You lead us in all battles.
你叫我如何挣扎
Let us know as one body.
不分彼此
As one church.
众教会
Cry out to you.We cry out for you. We cry out for your presence. Lift our hands to intercede. Let our heart align with yours. will follow. I will follow where you go.
紧紧跟随你心意,
I won't give up.
永不放弃,
I won't give up.
永不放弃,
till I see your kingdom come.
直到你的国降临,
we cry out for you. I'll follow. I will follow. I will follow where you go. I won't give up. I won't give up till I see your kingdom come. I hope for you to come. We pray for those who love. Let us lift our hands to intercede. Let our hearts align with yours. We pray for you to come. Cry out for those you love. Now we stand in the gap. Lord, let your will be done. Let's pray.
弟兄姐妹, 在祷告之前, 我要向你们发出这个呼吁跟邀请。
Lord, before we pray, I want to extend an invitation to all of us.
在这复活节的当日，今天， 我们愿不愿意让我们的生命靠着复活的大能， 我们被重建， 被愿意走出去见证基督。
Again, on this Easter day, Easter Sunday, are we willing to let the strength of the resurrection to bring about transformation and rebirthing of lives so that we can go and witness to everyone around us?
我们不是只是单单在席上在这里坐着享受我们在这里的幸福， 享受我们这里彼此的这个祝福。
Again, we're not just here to enjoy the comfort and fellowship of one another.
我们要将这个祝福， 要将这个福音要往出去， 带给周遭所有的人。
I want to take this blessing, this comfort, and share this with everyone around us.
弟兄姐妹们， 你愿不愿意 在主的面前说，主啊，我愿意将这个祝福，将这个福音带给四周围的人。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to say in front of God this morning that you want to take this blessing, this gospel to everyone around us and witness to the world?
你愿意的话，在你的座位上默默地举起你的手，我会为你来做这祷告。
And if you're willing, so desire, please raise your hands in your seat, we'll pray for you.
感谢主，我看到了，感谢主，感谢主，看到了。 感谢主啊，你会祝福喜莲堂的弟兄姐妹们，你会祝福喜莲堂的教牧长职同工， 让我们愿意有个心走出去。
Lord, thank you again for these hands. I'm sure you bless the pastoral team, the sessions, the congregation members as we witness to the world for you.
还有吗，弟兄姐妹们，你还愿意说，主啊，愿你我的生命被重建，我愿意走出去，为你来将这祝福带给周遭的人。
And brothers and sisters, if you're willing to be, have your lives rebuilt and to be witnesses for God to those around us, please raise your hands.
还有吗，弟兄姐妹，感谢主，看到了，感谢主，感谢主，这是我们为做凡事举手的弟兄姐妹为你们来祷告。天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, I want to thank for our brothers and sisters who are with us this morning for those who have raised their hands.
感谢你的复活的大能不但带给我们生命的重建。
That the resurrection, the strength of a resurrection not only brought about the rebirthing of our lives.
我们更感谢你能够带给我们生命的转变。
That we indeed the strength of a resurrection bring about transformation in our lives.
让我们有信心勇气走出去来将这个祝福带给我们周遭的人。
That we have the faith and the courage to bring these blessings to those around us.
来向他们宣讲天国的这个福音。
To witness to them, to share the gospel with them.
主啊，喜莲堂经过了140年。
Jubilee Church and over the last 140 years, Lord.
你的祝福恩典都与我们同在。
That your blessings and grace have been with us throughout.
接下来的日子，祝你加添力量。
That we pray the Lord that you continue to give us strength.
让我们继续带着信心的勇气往前走。
That we have this courage to continue to race forward.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And this prayer, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
让我们继续以感恩的心来奉献。